All right, welcome back, everybody, to The Slow Pitch. And today we have Lane and I both on the episode. So congratulations, Lane. Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert?
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm curious. Are you introverted or are you extroverted? Do you know?
So I've always considered myself an introvert. I don't just literally weeks before COVID, I actually took a test as to whether I'm introverted or extroverted. I was the most introverted extrovert you could be. So I was
one notch
into the extrovert.
All right. I tend to be about the same amount on the introverted side and one notch off from the extrovert side. So given that, who's the better salesperson or who could be a better salesperson? An introverted person or an extroverted person? Let's find out today.
You're listening to the Slow Pitch Podcast, a podcast about selling less and closing more.
All right. So you said you're kind of extroverted, but more on the level of next to the middle there for on the introverted side of extroversion, right?
Yes. I had to decipher what you just said, but yes.
Okay. Let's try that again. Let's see. You're an extrovert, but you're more introverted on their scale.
Yes, I am as introverted of an extrovert as you can get, apparently.
All right. All right. So, and I am as extroverted of an introvert that you can be. Does that make sense?
That explains a lot.
That explains nothing, because that means we're pretty close. I mean, we got a question, right? So what did the question basically ask?
Ryan emailed us and essentially asked about how he can better approach sales meetings being an introvert. He says he feels uncomfortable going to sales meetings being an introvert, and he's afraid that's hurting him.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So if you're an introvert like Ryan and you feel uncomfortable going to sales meetings, there's a couple different kinds of sales meetings. One is those networking meetings where you're out in a group, you know, and you got to go out and find more business. That's got to be where he's probably most uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, you're standing up. Hi, my name's Ryan.
Yeah.
That's never fun.
That's never fun for anybody. Well, really, not really much fun for anybody. Although I will say some of the extroverts just love doing it. They like to show off. But besides that, if you're in a one-on-one meeting, being an introvert shouldn't matter too much. Because typically introverts, when they're one-on-one, they're more comfortable. Because it's a little less dangerous, let's call it. Probably not much danger there. But what they feel is like this uncomfortable feeling of, I gotta perform, I gotta say more than I'm used to, right? So I could see some of that, but I think that most of his discomfort is probably coming from when he's in a big group and trying to network. That being said, I feel like there's three or four different things or three different areas that he could probably just think about before he goes into that scenario. Let's first start out with, what does it mean to be introverted? So an introverted person is really someone that's usually shy. They're like really concerned about their own thoughts and feelings rather than external things, right? So they get their energy from inside. And what that means is when things are going on throughout the day, if I feel overwhelmed, I just want to go to my room, my office, my whatever, get away from everybody, be by myself. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to turn my phone off, turn everything off, and just sit quietly. That's what an introvert would do. An extrovert, when they're kind of overwhelmed with what they're working on and doing, or in their whole scenario, they just want to talk it out. They want to go deal with other people. They want to work through their problem with other individuals in the room. That's really the difference between an introvert and an extrovert, right? I mean, which one of those two more describes you, Lane? I'm just kind of curious.
This is where the introverted angle comes in, because I need to recharge my batteries. I want to go crawl into bed, just watch some TikToks and ignore the world.
Yeah, and I think that's so everybody can be. The other thing to know is, like, because you're an introvert or because you're an extrovert, it doesn't mean you can't be the other one at any given time, right? So while I'm introverted, I can't tell you, most people probably, when they go out networking, if I'm out networking, they would never guess that I'm an introvert. They would never guess, because I know that I have to behave in a certain way, and I make it about trying to connect other people than it is about me selling myself. So I become more comfortable doing that. And in that process, somebody always goes, well, what is it that you do? And so that's kind of that's how I get away with it, right? But what I think I wanted to go through in this episode when I read Ryan's note was, how is it that salespeople could be introverted or extroverted? Which one does a better job? And also, like, what do you need to keep in mind? So if you're an introvert, there's a couple things that I want you to remember. One is, if you're going to be an introvert and you're going to be in a sales meeting and you're uncomfortable, The key for you is to make everything in that conversation about the other person. Well, to me, if that's the case, how is that any different than what your sales call should be?
That's true.
So some people, when they go to a sales meeting, their whole goal is to tell other people about what they do.
Yeah.
And that is where an extrovert would come in. And so to me, I feel like there's a little bit of an advantage there. If you're an introvert, you make all the other conversations about the other people in the room, the other potential buyer, you're going to talk less, you're going to learn a lot more, and they're going to think you're the best person in the room because they get to talk about themselves. And that kind of helps guide the conversation. It helps them go through what they need, and you get into their understanding of their needs and their pains, right? So in that process, you can really dive into, well, you know, wow, this sounds like a big deal, but maybe it's not. Is it a big deal? Or, you know, is this just something that happens every once in a while? Oh my goodness, it happens like every week, and we got to stop this thing. Well, how when it happens, what happens? Like, what does that equate to? Like, I mean, so what? So you have some downtime. That can't be that big of a deal, right? And you just kind of work them through all of those questions. As an introvert, it's very easy to just ask questions because it's not about you anyway. But the more you do that, the less uncomfortable you'll feel. Does that make sense?
It does. What if you have trouble thinking of those questions to ask?
So that is a good question. You should, before your meeting, know enough about that individual and whatever their issue is. So usually what happens is you'll get a call or an email or some sort of an inquiry. A lot of times, if you're getting an inquiry and they want to talk to you and say, hey, I've got an issue here and I want to deal with it, that's when you're going to start to do a little research before you get into the room with them. And you're going to know, okay, in this industry, this is the common problems. These are the common issues. This is usually where things go wrong. So now when you get into that meeting, you know already, you're armed a little bit with, I know what those issues are. How do I ask those questions? So you might jot some questions down ahead of time to say, these are the questions that I should ask. That being said, when it comes to pain questions, they're pretty much the same. You just tailor it around whoever you're speaking to and what their issue is. So if you're talking to somebody that needs, let's say, a website, you're going to ask some questions about why they need a website. Well, what would be the value of, why would you do that? You know, what's wrong with your website now? Is there something that it's causing you problems with? You know, what if you did have that problem? What happens then? What do people just leave? That's one way to ask those questions. But on the other hand, if let's say you're a roofer, right? And they need a new roof. They've called you to say, hey, I need a new roof. Your questions then become, well, why do you need a new roof? Well, it's just time. Well, what do you mean it's time? Well, it's like 30 years old. Well, but you don't have any problems with the roof, do you? Well, no, but it's gonna be a problem at some point when it starts leaking. So you're not having any leaks right now. No. So now you know it's not pressing. But see, what you do is you kind of push back, and that's what the introverts are good at doing, because if you're just inquisitive, you have you're armed with questions that you can ask. You know where to maneuver in the sense of asking those questions. So that to me is the first thing, is make your conversations all about the other person. The second piece of this is use your power of silence as an introvert to really take control of the conversation. And what do you think I mean by that?
You get them to talk more.
Yeah. So there are so many times that I've been in a meeting that somebody starts asking questions and then I have to talk. And so I have to stop myself from talking all the time. And, you know, they ask me, well, you know, tell me why I should buy your roof, right? Okay. Why should I buy your service? Why should I, whatever? And in your natural inclination, especially as an extrovert, is to be, well, we have the best roofs in the world and we can, you know, we're the best at this and we're the best. Nobody cares. Everybody says that, right? How do I distinguish whether or not you're a good one or not? What you end up doing is when somebody asks you a question, you can say back to them, well, I'm not sure I am the best in the best roofer or the best, we'll have the best roof. I mean, that kind of depends. What are you looking for? Like, are you looking for a metal roof? Or are you looking for what are you looking for? And all of a sudden that starts to start them talking. But once you stop talking, they have to talk. And there's also been scenarios where I ask a question, they answer it with like five words, and then they look back at me like, continue. And then I just sit there and look at them like, uh-huh. And anything else?
Continue. Yeah.
Continue. And then they're like, oh, I can still talk. Okay. So then they continue on and they start to get this rhythm, if you will, when they start talking. When I ask a question, if they cut it short and I don't have enough information, I'm going to ask, was there anything else? Or tell me more about that. Or, you know, that start asking a couple of open-ended questions so that they can start telling me more information. So use the power of your silence. You're comfortable as an introvert. You're comfortable with silence. I know another introvert that I've been in a car with. I had to drive for like 20 minutes. At one point, he and I just, there was no radio. We just drove. I was driving. I was trying to keep the conversation like just friendly, nice. We knew each other. We weren't, you know, we're not best friends or anything. Like it was just, we had to go somewhere together and we were driving. And I'm like, I can't carry this conversation anymore. He was not being open. He was very introverted, fine. And so we were both very comfortable just sitting there in silence for 5 minutes straight. And I was like, wow, I can't believe this guy just sat here for five. That became a goal for me to find out how long we could sit there quietly without talking to each other. That became a goal.
That's why you never talk to me.
Yeah, that's right. Finally, he
It's just a test. It's just a test.
Always a test. It's kind of a fun little game. So the last thing I would say, which kind of goes with the first two, is listen more. That's the third item I want you to remember is naturally, if you listen more, you're going to have more questions. You're going to have more information. They'll have to explain themselves. You can ask them, how did they come to a conclusion? And then you listen how they came to that conclusion, what made their decision. And you start to see and understand how they think. And that's where you can start to have some benefits to listening more. You start to learn how they think. And also, all three of these tie into which other component that we've talked about before?
Personality type.
Yeah, the DISC.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you start talking like this, if you listen, you're going through this process, you'll find out very quickly who's the high D, because they're like, okay, can we just get on with this? Like they don't want that silence. And they're very uncomfortable with that. They want to talk, but they want to get it done and they want to move fast. Okay, fine. But the eyes are your favorite. They're my favorite. They talk about sushi. They'll talk about the last night that they had. They talk about last week. They talk about what happened at church the other weekend. They talk about everything but what you want to talk about. But that's okay.
That's great if you're billing by the hour.
Yes, it's totally fine. So that's what you know what's coming. But what you're doing is you really have to kind of, you know that when you start hearing that, they're an I. So you need to start steering that conversation and saying, you know, I know I came here to learn more about what you need. We're already like 10 or 15 minutes in. I know we booked about an hour. Before we get too far along, I want to hear more about what we were just talking about. Would it be okay if we kind of talked a little bit about some of what's going on now? And then when we have time at the end, we can talk more about this. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. That's what they want, right? They want to talk more, but they also know that, they probably heard it before. They need to get back to what's supposed to be talked about, right? So you'll learn a lot about their DISC as well. And once you know how to do that and understand DISC, the introverts, I believe, not because I'm an introvert, but I believe introverts have, I know, Lane, you're laughing. Yeah, I think we have an advantage over somebody like you because now you're probably in the middle. So, but the people that are on the end of the extrovert, I don't know. I feel like, you know, you can convince people pretty quickly as an extrovert. You can talk over them. You can kind of push them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But how many of those people, when they get done, feel like, I don't know if I made the right decision? Versus an introvert who really makes the person they're speaking with answer all the questions, come to this conclusion, and now they say, yeah, I think we need to buy that. And then off we go, and you start working through that process next. So that's, I think, the difference between an introvert and an extrovert person. Any thoughts on your end? Who do you think, which of the DISC profiles do you think have more of an introverted personality style of the DISC?
Well, considering we're both C's, I would say the C's and probably the S's.
You know, I here's the thing. The real answer is I don't know. But if I was to guess based on what I can gather from the different types, I would tend to think that the C would be more introverted typically. Not always, but typically. And the I would typically be more of an introvert or an extrovert than an introvert. The D's and the S's almost could go either way. I've seen both. I've seen a high D sit quietly, look at you straight in the face, wait for you to finish talking, and then go, all right, what's next? And you're like, oh, okay, got it. But I thought they were more of a C. No, they're a D, and they're running through. They don't need as much time, right? So, yeah. But you also have to remember that a lot of people have dual So you might have one that has a D and a C, so the C takes over in certain parts, or a C and a D, right? So that could also happen. Do you think we answered Ryan's question?
I hope so. And when we first started talking about Ryan's question, I know we kind of merged into talking about personality types, but I started to wonder if maybe his issue was less of introvert versus extrovert rather than not understanding his personality type.
Also possible. And if he doesn't understand his personality type, he should go get a personality profile done by somebody who does that. You can always go to Crystal Knows, right? Google Crystal Knows. You'll find it. We have a link on their page. And you can go learn a little bit about who you are as a personality. They also do other ones. So there is some tie into that. And I think if you learn your own DISC profile and then know how to read other profiles, you're much better positioned in the sales meeting than anybody else that doesn't have that kind of knowledge or experience. And I will say this, when I first got into sales, so there's two types of people out there, right? There's a type of people that are very aware of other people's feelings. And then there's people that have no clue about other people's feelings. Unfortunately, I fall into the side that's more like the doesn't have a clue about other people's feelings, which is not good in a sense. So when I went through my DISC profile, what I ended up finding out was I just did my thing and I didn't adjust enough of my personality to fit into a conversation that I should. So I've learned how to do that. So anybody thinks they can't, you can. You have to pay attention. And you have to work at it.
Yeah, we are incredibly a lot alike.
Well, you know. So with that, I think if we answered all of Ryan's questions, I think, Ryan, you're at an advantage, quite honestly, and you should own it. And instead of being nervous, I think you have to own it. And you have to start to learn the DISC profile. You learn your own, learn the other people, but learn how to make the conversation more about the other person. Use silence to your advantage and just listen a lot more, and you will actually close more sales without even trying. That part will help you. Don't get too technical though. If that's some of the other issues that could come up, if you're a high C, that could be the case. So, all right. I hope that helps everybody. And until next time, remember, slow down and close more. See you, Lane.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Slow down and close more.
Thanks as always for listening today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Slow Pitch. We were mixed today, as always, by Johnny Polakis, and we were produced by High Gravity Studios. Music credits and other notes are in the show notes section on theslowpitch.com, and we'll be back with another episode soon.